Today marks the first 100 days of a DA government in Umgeni, the first municipality in KwaZulu-Natal to be governed by the DA, and most certainly not the last. And so we would like to use this opportunity to highlight some of the projects and achievements of the past 100 days, because while much of the work has been invisible service delivery, some of it has been to correct failed systems of governance and financial management, and these might not be immediately visible. Under the leadership of Mayor Chris Pappas, the new DA Umgeni administration got to work straight after the election results were announced. They knew there would be a spotlight on everything they did, and they couldn't afford to waste time or make any missteps. After decades of ANC misrule in the towns of KwaZulu-Natal, there's understandably a massive expectation on this new DA team here. Many people understand that this is the only hope for a better outcome, not only here in Umgeni, but ultimately also for our country. But there are also many detractors willing the DA to fail and will place every move of this administration under a microscope. We welcome this level of scrutiny because setting ourselves apart through our actions and not our words is the DA's reason for existence. When we say the DA gets things done, we're always able to back this up with evidence. We also don't mind being held to an entirely different standard than our predecessors here. We know that people had extremely low expectations of the old ANC administration, and we would hate for that to be the benchmark by which our progress in Umgeni is measured. And so, on the shoulders of Mayor Chris Pappas and his young team rests a big responsibility. This municipality has to be a DA flagship. We need to do here in Umgeni what we've been doing in Midvaal and Gauteng, which is to become an island of service delivery excellence and hope in a sea of dereliction and despondency. Failing in Umgeni is not an option, because what we achieve here will have a knock-on effect down the road in Umzunduzi and in Etiqueni and up and down the coast of this province. Our flagship has to demonstrate what we are capable of elsewhere too. And I'm pleased to announce that the first 100 days in office has put us in an excellent position to achieve this poll. Mayor Pappas has been able to get some remarkable projects underway, and what they've accomplished here in just over 3 months is quite remarkable. There's been a healthy balance of systems reform, the long-term foundation which you need to build a healthy municipality, and visible, immediate improvements to service delivery. Both of these aspects are critical to turning a struggling municipality around. While you need to reform policies and issues such as cost containment, financial misconduct, and fruitless and irregular and wasteful expenditure, you also need to demonstrate the DA difference through immediate tangible progress. That is why projects such as resurfacing of roads, the installation of new street drainage, the mowing of grass verges, the expansion of the dump site, the painting of street lines, the repair of hundreds of streetlights, and restarting the stalled Kwaimuvana housing project are so important. They show a municipality at work, something the people around here are not used to seeing. 100 days is not a long time in the context of the mammoth task that awaits this administration in Umgeni. The financial mismanagement, the infrastructure neglect, and the service delivery backlog they inherited are immense, and it would be easy to become despondent at the sheer scale of the task. But as the saying goes, you eat an elephant one bite at a time. You start somewhere, and you make steady progress project by project. That is the story of the DA's first 100 days in Umgeni, an energetic and highly competent team that hit the ground running from day one and are yet to take their foot off the pedal.